This is a cautionary tale that every little girl should heed to on Halloween, or any night for that matter. They thought, the sisters, that going in a pair trick-or-treating would make them safe. Little did they know that they could not protect each other. They came upon the house. You know that house. Every neighborhood has that house. The one that's rumored to be haunted or to have a pedo inside. That house. And they were daring each other on who would go up and ring the bell. Their cute little princess costumes sparkling under the light. They tickled and giggled and thought it was a great game. Nothing could happen to them if they were together, of course. They were safe as houses. But no. Oh, no, little girls. You never go out on Halloween by yourselves. You always have an adult. Adults tend to scare away the monsters, the shadows, the darkness. Unless they are the shadows and darkness themselves. The younger one lost and had to go up and ring the bell. The older one right behind her, holding on to her dress. After ringing the bell, the doorknob slowly turned, and the door opened with a loud creak. The girls looked inside the door and didn't see anyone. The whole place was lit only by candles, flickering in the dim light. It seemed kind of dark and gloomy. The younger one spotted a bowl of candy on the table far across the room. She whispered, "We can just go in and grab some. Nobody will know. We'll just run across the room real fast." The drive for candy won out on the older sister too, and they quickly ran across the room, their little footsteps echoing in the big room only lit by candles. They got to the bowl of candy, each of them reaching out a small, tentative hand to grab a handful to put into their sack. When all of a sudden, they were grabbed from behind. Their little screams filled the room as two big men wrapped them completely locked in their arms. The door slammed shut, and they were being dragged into the basement. The basement. The basement that was soundproof, dark, and had all kinds of devices. As they're held in the men's arms, screaming and struggling, trying to break loose, you could see glimpses of their shiny, pretty panties underneath those cute little princess outfits. But what really does happen to the princess nowadays? Does she get the prince? Does she win the war? Or does she get drug into the basement to be tortured? Oh, I think, dear listeners, you know the answer. The first thing that the men do is tie them down to the table. Just by the arms. Their legs can feel free to try to kick. Their arms shackled to the tables in the middle of the room, side by side. The middle hands can almost hold each other. The two sisters are crying now, crying in fear, pleading for their lives. They now know the price of running into a haunted house to get the candy. Are these men real? Are they ghosts? They felt their hands on them. They know they have to be real, right? They're adults. Adults don't do this, do they? As the men grinned, there were three of them, and started to cut away the girls' pretty dresses. Their princess costumes ruined, lay in tatters on the floor, left in their bare, cute little undies. Panties barely wrapped around their body, cute little cartoons and sparkly colors, unicorns or princess hats. So cute. So innocent. I left them in those, laying on the table, The looks that the men were giving them were hungry. Hungry like you'd be for a steak after you walked through the forest for days. They looked like they wanted to eat them up. The little girls cried, pleaded, begged. And the men slid their panties off their body, whole, and shoved them into their mouth to shut them up. Their cries could not be heard. The basement was full of soundproofing. The table looked like it had been built especially for this purpose. The leaf on the table folded down and gave the men access to the lower parts of the little girls. That's where the fun is, right? I mean, they could still use their mouths by turning their heads to the side, but these men didn't seem interested in their mouths. The mouths stuffed full of panties. The tears and cries muffled. As one stepped forward, he lifted the older sister's legs up, pushing them back as far as he could go. And he spit. A big, honking spit right onto her tight little pussy. Watched it drip slowly down her lips until it hit her little pink asshole. That's when he pushed his cock forward. The girls couldn't see what was happening, but they could feel it. The big knob end of the man's dick pushed against her tight little virgin hole. She screamed through the panties, but no one was there to rescue her. The other men had their dicks out and were watching the first man, watching him push harder and harder until there was that pop. The pop of him getting inside the girl's tight little ass. Her scream was so loud. Her sister clasping her sister's hand, hoping she could comfort her in some way, felt a man start to push her legs up too. Both sisters bent over, finding out the price of a handful of candy was nothing other than anal rape. The pop of the dick inside the sister's ass almost echoed through the room. It would have if it wouldn't have been for the soundproofing. Both men slid as far as they could inside their respective sisters, holding it there, letting them feel just how tight those little asses were around their big, fat men cocks. They stopped. The girls were only struggling a little by this point. They held their ankles and got to work, relentlessly pounding into their tight little holes. The girls' tears drying on their cheeks as they had none left, being fucked over and over and over again. The adult's cock pounded in and out of them. They lost all feeling. They went numb, escaped, passed out, drifted off as the men relentlessly pounded and pounded and pounded. It didn't take long for each of them to come. Then the next one stepped up. He took turns with each of them, back and forth, fucking them until he came inside one of them. This was how the entire night went. The taste of their panties in their mouth. The sound of their little assholes being brutally raped, stretched out, filled over and over and over again with cum. Halloween. Pedophile's wet dream, isn't it? The easiest way to catch a kid is with candy, or so they tell me. This is the cautionary tale. Not to go out on Halloween by yourself, little girls. Unless your aim is to get captured and used as a cute little fuck doll toy. For that's all you are anyway. Right?